Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Leading on the Front Lines podcast. I'm your host, Dan Hornacek, back with another episode. Again, podcast where we kind of explore the world of leadership, its impact, how it can benefit you in and out of the workplace. Again, if you haven't started following me on Instagram, YouTube, or X, formerly known or formerly as Twitter, please do so. Leading on the Front Lines for Instagram and YouTube, and just Leading the Front on X. So this week we've got an exciting topic to discuss, the importance of your perception, or actually your employees' perception, as a leader in your organization. Perception, as they say, is reality, and this holds true, holds true for leaders within any organization, and how you are perceived by your team, by your peers, by any subordinate or even people above you, it can greatly influence your effectiveness and success overall. Today we're going to kind of dive a little deeper into the significance of perception and why it matters in leadership. So to kick things off, let's look at why perception matters for leaders in an organization. And really, it's because perception shapes how others view a leader's competence, credibility, and trustworthiness. And it affects how team members respond to their instructions, to guidance, and decision-making. A positive perception can really inspire loyalty and motivation from your team. And you know, while a negative perception can lead to resistance and disengagement. So it's really important that when, you know, you're trying to set the tone within your workplace, that, you know, you're really, well, more so you're setting the tone for the leader's relationship with the team. And it can really determine whether or not, you know, your employees are feeling supported, valued, and heard, really. And it impacts your ability to influence and inspire people. On the flip side of that, you know, again, if you're being negatively perceived by your team, you're going to have the direct opposite. You're going to have employees that are just quite literally there to get a paycheck, who really have no, I wouldn't say skin in the game necessarily, but they have no want for skin in the game. You know, again, leaders who are perceived positively are more likely to gain the trust and respect of their team members, and creating a conducive environment for collaboration and innovation. And I know, you know, really, I've been talking about collaboration a lot. It's been a trend within the theme of the show, the last probably four or five episodes. And I just think it's just so important, because it just makes your team that much more effective. If you're able to do those things. So, you know, now that we understand, you know, kind of the importance of the perception to your team, I think it's important to discuss how it shapes a leader's reputation, and how it is built through consistent actions, communication, and overall behavior. It is the collective perception of their character, integrity, and leadership style. And a leader's reputation can precede them, and influence how others perceive, you know, really all of their intentions and capabilities. My mentor that I had as I was coming up in management, Tony, and I've mentioned him quite a few times. He had said that he was my manager who kind of took me under his wing and brought me into management. So it was my first management role. And he said that one of the main reasons at that time that he wanted me to become a manager, was because I was a bulldog, he called me. I knew the rules. This is at FedEx ground. So, I knew the rules. I knew everything about, you know, as far as, what was allowed, wasn't allowed, how to do things the correct way. I was kind of a stickler when it came to doing things the right way versus the easy way. He liked that. He liked the constant drive for perfection that I have. And that was, for me, the perception he had of me, right? He had this perception that I was a bulldog, someone that wasn't going to take shit from other people, someone that was going to stand firmly on my foundation of values that I've set for myself. And really, I mean, that really was a huge compliment to me. And that kind of shaped and transformed, because you can't just be a bulldog your whole life as a leader. But it really meant a lot to me that the perception of myself was a positive one. I know the bulldog kind of comes across as potentially negative, but in this particular circumstance, it was a positive one. And it was good because it really allowed me to kind of transform it into gaining support for initiatives and building strong relationships with stakeholders, as they call it. And it was really nice at the time. But again, leaders with a positive reputation often find it easier to navigate challenges and garner support for their ideas. And on the other hand, leaders with a negative reputation may face, skepticism, resistance, and it's really going to hinder their ability to lead effectively. That kind of comes down to, managing and influencing perception. So, and how does that, again, how does that impact your managing style? So, how can you manage and influence this? A key aspect is just overall authenticity. One thing I used to say is I don't have to be liked. I just want to be respected. And I think that comes off nowadays with a kind of arrogant stigma, but that's not the goal. The overall goal of that statement was more so that if I tell you something that you don't want to hear, or give you a task that you don't want to do, or you may not like me for doing it, but you understand that I'm not doing this thing just to make you mad, or it's not trying to like make a statement. It's because Dan works in a way that is trying to better the team, better the organization, what have you, and so it's not necessarily personal. It's because I'm either the best person for the job or what have you. And that was always really important to me, that I was fair with people, and people respected that, even though they didn't necessarily like me. But I mean, part of that was because I always tried to align my actions and my words with my values. I was very open about what was important to me as a leader. And when there's consistency between what someone says and does, it'll build trust and credibility with your staff. For me, a big thing, and it's a lot of corporate words, but integrity is like my number one thing. I'm very big on doing the right thing when no one is watching. And it's kind of neat, because doing that over and over again, it bleeds into everywhere else in your life. And people can see that, they can see that when just in the way you talk about stuff, that you're trying to do the right thing for the right reasons, or just because it's the way it needs to be done. And I think people can respect that. So another thing to focus on, though, is effective communication, verbal and nonverbal. 70% of communication is nonverbal. So rolling your eyes or having, a certain type of face on while someone's talking to you speaks volumes versus what comes out of their mouth, volumes over what comes out of their mouth. But clear and transparent communication will ensure that, your intentions and messages are accurately understood by others. And then it's up to you, right? I mean, we're talking about communication to someone, but then your actions are going to really, really speak more so after the talk. But one of the things I think is that's often forgot by managers and leaders within organizations is the desire to actively seek feedback. I think, listen to concerns, perspectives of your team members, and then when doing this, demonstrate empathy and, being open to different viewpoints. Time and time again, managers think that they know or have all the answers. And maybe they do to a certain point, but being able to sit there and collaborate with your team members, even if they are underlings. If you're not doing that, you're just missing the boat on really good opportunities to do something better. Maybe you put your heads together and come up with a really cool cool idea on how to do a project or how to be more productive and things like that. And, you know, if you start doing this, you can foster a positive perception of being approachable and supportive, rather than if you're one of the many managers who are so closed off to feedback, you really just look arrogant, you look really shut off. And a lot of typically what happens is your employees are going to feel like they offer no value to the organization, and they may even feel like they're in trouble all the time. And that's really not something that you want your employees to feel like when they're at work. It's just kind of a really crappy place to be. I mean, you're at work oftentimes more than you're at home throughout the week, and to sit there and being responsible for someone feeling that way is just wrong. So I think that one of the things, the biggest takeaway on this is that you really need to be open to feedback. So it's kind of like as we wrap this up, you know, again, the importance of the overall perception of being as a leader in an organization, you know, again, perception matters because it shapes how leaders are viewed by others. And impacting relationships, influence, overall effectiveness. A positive perception can really, again, inspire that trust, loyalty, and motivate your employees to want to work harder or want to do the right thing or want to collaborate. Really just doing the opposite, you're just going to create more resistance. You know, disengagement from employees, your turnover is going to start increasing. You're going to have people wanting to leave your department. And then what perception do you have then from your leadership if you have higher turnover or employees that are just overall unhappy with negative morale? So again, it's important for leaders to be mindful of your reputation within your organization and actively work towards having a positive one. It's okay if you're known currently as, you know, the butt of the organization. It happens to everybody. You know, and there is certain things that fall out of your control, but that's really not what we're talking about here. We're talking about what is in your control. So, you know, authentic actions, effective communication, willingness to listen to others, and take on that feedback. You know, you can really manage and influence your perception within an organization. So, again, understanding the power of perception, I hope I conveyed a really good way of kind of how to look at this and the importance of it. But take intentional steps to shape it. It does take a little bit of planning and opportunity seeking within your team. But if you're not able to see opportunities, you're not engaging your team enough anyway. So it should come pretty easily if you're engaging your team like you should be. So that's just my opinion. But again, I just wanted to kind of recap on that. So that was another episode of Leading on the Front Lines podcast. Again, the importance of perception as a manager. So let me know what your takeaways are. I would love to hear feedback on, you know, everything that we talked about. I think it's a pretty fascinating aspect to think about within leadership. I don't think it's something that's talked about enough. It's almost, you know, political in a way, but I think it's a really thought-provoking topic because, you know, you're really looking at an aspect of leadership, again, that isn't really talked about. And it's just one of those things where it's like you can kind of take a step back and view everything in a different light. So again, Dan Hornacek, Leading on the Front Lines podcast. Hope you enjoyed this one. We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend.